This weekend, for the 111th time, the University of Michigan football team will take on Michigan State. Both teams are ranked, and the game could have Big Ten title implications. But with these two rivals, bragging rights alone are more than enough to bring out their best. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon tells us why.
Michigan and Michigan State both faced top opponents last weekend. The unranked Spartans suffered a couple bad losses and entered last week's game looking for a miracle against 8th-ranked Penn State. At Penn State, no less, one of the toughest places to play. But the Spartans pulled the upset, earning them a 4-2 record and a return to the top 25. Meanwhile, Michigan started its 3-game gauntlet, a brutal stretch consisting of Wisconsin, Michigan State, and Penn State. All three beat Michigan last year, and all three were ranked in the top 12 when the season started. If the Wolverines were going to prove they were ready to jump back into the top echelon, this would be the time to do it. Under the lights on a big national stage, the Wolverines thrashed Wisconsin like old times, 38-13. It was Michigan's biggest win in 2 years, catapulting the Wolverines from 12th to 6th in the national rankings. But both teams' success will be eclipsed by whatever happens this weekend. Why? Because for the 111th time, they're playing each other. Michigan has got three main rivals, and they're all different. With Notre Dame, the fans are respectful, and so are the players. With Ohio State, the players are respectful, but a lot of their fans aren't. With Michigan State, the fans are usually respectful because everybody in the state has got friends who went to both schools, creating a fun week of ribbing between them. But the respect stops there. The players have harbored a genuine hate for each other going back decades. Michigan players, past and present, will tell you that no one hits them harder or later or cheaper than the Spartans. The trash talk is constant, and when the whistle blows, the extracurriculars start, including spitting, scratching, and even punching to the groin. For all these reasons, it has been a painful decade for the Wolverines. Although the Spartans have been the underdog in 6 of the past 10 games against Michigan, the Spartans have won 8 of them. Even Michigan State's national championship coaches, Biggie Munn and Duffy Doherty, never had a better decade against Michigan than current coach Mark D'Antonio. While a victory over Ohio State is always the crown jewel for a successful Michigan season, you get the feeling that beating the Spartans might be more important to the current Wolverines for the simple reason that losing to them is so painful. And that is why, just minutes after Michigan finished whooping up on Wisconsin, Wolverine star Chase Winovich said, "The revenge tour has officially commenced." There's probably nobody the Wolverines want revenge against more than their neighbors in East Lansing, mainly because it has proven to be so hard to get.